You know what? I'll try to make this short.
Please do.
I got asked to play, believe it or not, last year at Creighton Farms.
Oh, yeah.
I played a golf tournament that was Barbie focused because it was around the time that the movie came out. And so everything.
Was that last summer?
Yeah.
Yep. Everything was pink, and the women that were in the golf tournament were all dressed up as different versions of Barbie. They even had this huge cardboard cutout, like Barbie portrait, you know, photo station thing, so that it looked like the Mattel box. And I thought, well, I will dress up as Ken. And I was trying to think of like what would be the best outfit for Ken. And so I found a t-shirt that had like the airbrushed, you know, chiseled chest and the abs. And I found a jean sleeveless jacket, and I wore that and played. Not one person appreciated who I was, but maybe I'll wear that outfit at when I turn 40. And
there you
from
go.
Then on, I'll just never change.
Sounds like they didn't think you were Knuff.
No, I wasn't Knuff.
He's just Ken.
Just Ken, man. Just Ken.
Oh, love poor it. Brian. Anyway, thanks for keeping that story short.
Sorry. Anyway. What path were we on there?
This is Podcast Envy. Another wonderful Podcast Envy Day.
Happy Podcast Envy Day to you, Bacon.
Thank you. I'll cheers to that, you son of a gun.
Cheers, gents.
There's Brian.
So why don't we start with, in case you missed it, what have we been up to in the past couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Since our last podcast?
We've been busy.
Quite. We have been busy.
Yeah.
Brian's been busy.
He has. You know, I have to say they were the toitest of nups.
Yeah.
They were the tight nups there.
And then later that night, I got busy.
Nice.
Yeah. It was great.
I saw you edited some music and stuff. So, yeah, it sounded like you were busy.
I got a few Instagram reels from you. So I did. Yeah.
Yep, it must not have lasted long, however busy you were, because I think you were
I was done.
Instagramming.
I was like, all right, honey, I'm going
spent.
To roll over.
But, yeah, the ceremony was beautiful. The wedding reception was gorgeous.
Yeah.
The band was great.
Live band.
I danced my butt off that night.
So those that don't know what we're talking about, Courtney and I got married over the weekend.
Yeah.
April 20th. There we go.
Yep.
Now, the band was amazing.
Who was the band, Brian? Tell us more.
So it was kind of like a conglomeration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, another a business term that I'm sure you guys are appreciating. Of a couple different band members. So Kathy DeToro is the lead singer of the Legwarmers, and Andrew O'Day also plays in the Legwarmers.
Mm-hmm.
But the other band members are part of other bands that Kathy plays in. So she kind of hand-selected this ragtag team of musicians to come out and perform for the wedding. And as soon as they started playing, you know, everybody was seated, of course, because, you know, everybody was doing dinner. But as soon as that dinner time was over and the band started playing, Kathy just like set the stage on fire.
Mm-hmm.
It was wild.
The
energy that she brought. It was, to me, it makes me think of like when we go out and perform and sometimes, you know, we play our first song thinking it's going to kill. And then there's just like no energy in the room.
Zippy.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay, all right. So then we, you know, adjust to get to our next song. But they had the full stage, you know, up off the floor, and they all killed it.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. Yeah. It was
and good. I think there was some guest singers that were actually at this table right here.
Yeah. Brian came up and, or went up and sang a few songs.
He did. Yep. And then Mr. Bacon,
yeah,
you brought us
That's
home.
Right.
I did. I closed it out, didn't I?
Yeah.
You're telling us about all those small things.
Yeah.
Late nights.
Yeah. Completely unexpected. I had no idea that was going to happen. In case anybody's wondering, I had no idea that was happening.
Bacon danced his shoes off.
I did.
That's how much fun Bacon had that night.
I did.
His tie disappeared. The button or the shirt was untucked
and unbuttoned.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the black tux when they got his tux back.
Did you get the email too?
And thanks, Tim.
They're like, hey, you want to keep your tux?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, absolutely
I
not.
I do not.
I would like for you to clean it and take it back.
Yeah. Yeah. Here you go.
And just the whole weekend was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We went to the after party at Rusty afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rusty Butter. And that was a lot of fun.
Did anybody catch the name of the band that was playing there?
No.
When we walked in? No. They were pretty good.
They did a killer version of Man in a Box by Alice in Chains, though. Yeah. Woo! I was like, I was up right in front of the stage, just like, yeah.
Didn't they do Alanis Morissette, too? You ought to know.
I think they did.
Did they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yep.
Yo, you ought to know.
Yeah.
I got a video. I have not had a chance to really hang out with my brother because he moved down to Richmond. But I caught video of him. I think it was Man in the Box. And look at him just like.
Heck yeah, man.
Jumping up and down, having the time of his life.
He is having a blast. That's awesome.
He is living the dream.
He was a lot of fun to hang out with too this weekend.
What was great was like just about everybody from the wedding went over to Rusty Rudder. Yep. And it was a great time.
I'm glad that you guys came to celebrate with us.
Yeah, of course.
It was a lot of fun.
Even after most people had left, it was Sunday night. We went to the Starboard Raw. Is that what it was? Mm-hmm. And we had some oysters and drank some wine.
Yep.
And had some cocktail. It was a lot of fun. It was just a great, it was a good vibe and we were all having fun. And I got to watch some baseball while I was sitting there too. That was nice. I had a lot of fun. Yeah.
It's funny to see as we get older, like Grotto's Pizza, for instance, knocking down the original building and rebuilding it like next to it.
Yeah. Totally didn't recognize it.
But how Starboard is just like taking over the entire street. Eventually, it's not going to be the highway anymore, whatever it is now. It's just going to be Starboard Way.
Right.
I was amazed at how many musical acts, like big name musical acts, not only there, but at the Rusty Rudder. Like people like Morgan Wallen. That's played at the Rusty Rudder. Yeah, I mean, they've got the posters up on the side there.
Oh, man.
I was just kind of taking all that in. That was, that was crazy.
Rusty and the Bottle and Cork.
Bottle and Cork,
The Bacon Brothers have played at Bottle and Cork.
Indeed, they have.
A number of times.
Yeah. Michael Bacon is their drummer.
Nice.
It's just not this Michael Bacon.
You think you can get us tickets?
Yeah.
Sure.
And then when we go in, can you just go right up to the stage and just tell them who you are?
And he'll be like, so am I, so what?
you think those that call themselves Bacons, whether they are or not, are like, if they go up to the stage, they're like, security, like, get them out of here. Another one.
Yeah, exactly.
They're part of the Bacon Clan. We don't want them up here.
Yeah.
Something big happened to you this weekend, or very recently.
Yeah, I got married.
No, not that.
Oh.
Something else involving tequila.
And me compo.
Oh, somebody. You want to get into that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
This happened super, super recently, just 2 days ago. I have always been a huge fan of Mi Campo tequila. Mm-hmm. I talk about it all the time.
You were just talking about Terramana just not too long ago.
I don't think so. I tried. I tried to get on that bandwagon, and I got to tell you, Mi Campo is just a superior product.
Oh, really?
Yep. Best value, bang for your buck, flavor. It hits all the marks. So I follow them on Instagram, and they recently started posting stories of those that tag them in their own story. So it's a lot of times restaurants or bars or in some instances, the video that I commented on was this guy standing in a liquor store comparing Jose Cuervo versus Mi Campo. And he was saying how Cuervo is not, even their silver is not, 100% blue agave. Mm-hmm. Mi Campo is.
Mm.
And they're at the same price point. And it's like, it's a no brainer. And that's my argument too. So anyway, I just made like a simple, emoji comment and they started following me. Mi Campo started following me Instagram. And I was floored. So anyway, I posted a bunch of pictures of, the tequila, a margarita that I had actually just made and a couple other things. And I got a response from them, whoever was monitoring the account. And they said it was awesome. They were like, you made our day. And I was like, you make my day every day. So we hit it off a little back and forth on the IG page, and they, suggested if I was interested in getting t-shirts or hats or, you know, apparel or whatever they have, that I reach out to a certain person. And so I did. And so I'm waiting to hear back from them on that. It seems like their marketing team and all of the folks that I've talked to at least are on the West Coast. So there's the time difference too. So yeah. It's, you know, it's going to be slow, but we'll see, you know, we'll see how it works.
That's
out.
That's exciting.
Fingers crossed. You know, I'm just pumped that they follow me.
Yeah.
All people. Right. I haven't even broken 1,000 followers yet and they're following me. So that was pretty exciting.
Nice.
The year is 2024.
Indeed.
Radio really? Envy has been a band for 10 years. We have a lot of moments that we have enjoyed over the last 10 years. Today's moment brought to you by Timmy's Timberines.
There we go.
Insert here.
One of the things that we talked about was the food at the different places that we play. It's either wings or a sandwich or a pizza or whatever, but every place kind of has its thing that we tend to gravitate towards.
Heck yeah.
And at Sinistral, they typically have Pachillo's Pizza.
They do.
There, and they are fantastic.
Great pizza.
Oh, it's so good. And it comes right out that truck, like, you know, push almost automated. Like, give me the pizza. And then they bring the pizza out. And it's like, man.
You're like, one bite, everyone knows the rules.
Yeah.
Where's Portnoy?
When we are at Makers Union, I love when we order the wings there.
The Phoenix Rub.
Yeah.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Char grilled Phoenix Rub wings, the best.
With ranch.
No, blue cheese.
And celery and carrots, right, Bacon?
Yes.
Carrots, perhaps, but not celery.
Perhaps.
I'm still waging my campaign against celery, apparently.
Really? I had no idea.
Tell me about the brisket at the Old Shebeen.
That's going way back.
Yeah.
So that was, Old
about
Shebeen.
10 years ago.
Yeah, pretty much. Old Shebeen was one of the first, you know, places that took us in. And we got food before the show because I believe our shows were 10 o'clock there, right?
They were late until 2.
Oof.
Yeah.
I remember those shows. Oof. Not a
were
fan.
They really that late?
I think it was 10 to 2.
It was something like that. But anyway, so we got there early because we wanted to get something to eat. And I guess there was an Irish band playing before.
Yeah, they're usually, they have like a dinner.
Yeah. I think your buddy Tim Trant was playing or something. And so we grabbed some food. Trant.
Or Brian Rafferty. He's great too.
Yeah, that's true. We got some food and I forget what you got and probably a salad.
It is obviously less memorable than what you got.
I know. Their special was the brisket. And I was like, all right, I'll try it. I'll bite.
Yeah,
you sure did.
Yeah, I did. And so we eat our food. The Irish band finishes up. We get up on stage. We get all set up. We're good to go. We're playing our first set. We've got probably, what, another 15 minutes of our set left maybe. And
Tim's
I'm
got
up
the meat
on
sweats.
There, and I was sweating, yeah. And I turned to Brian, and I was like, hey, we need to break soon. And Brian turns to me, he goes, dude, we're not even at an hour. And I was like, yeah, we need to break soon. And he's like, well, we need to finish just a couple more songs. I was like, no, we need to break.
You're going
to
do it solo.
Or I'm going to poop my pants. Yeah. So Brian's like, all right, so we're going to take a quick break. Timmy needs to go to the bathroom. And I was like, dude. And he says, I say everything into the microphone. And that's where that started, where he started saying everything in the microphone. So I stopped telling him things so he wouldn't say it in the microphone.
So then I started making up stories.
So then he started making up stories. Yes.
One of the bands that we used to cover was Imagine Dragons. Imagine that, right?
Shocker.
And I used to tell people over the microphone that Tim had a full back tattoo of the Imagine Dragons. And I was like, come up on our break and ask him about it.
Yeah.
I think I was.
I would just walk away.
Yeah.
I remember that reference. I think he might have done that one time when I was playing with you guys.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bacon, you brought up to us what some celebrities are starting to inject. Bacon, what are they using now?
They're injecting themselves with salmon sperm.
Where?
In their face.
In the face!
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
They're literally getting facials.
What? From salmon.
No!
Loosen up my buttons, babe.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. So where... Where can one go to get a salmon facial?
Well, Beverly Hills, obviously. All right. So what happens is a photographer takes your pictures from several different angles.
Okay.
Then you meet the doctor.
So this is like Botox.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like you're reading the script of an adult film.
It's not a casting couch, Brian. I know, right? Put your pants back on. All right. Go ahead.
Please.
Go ahead.
So you meet the doctor who does the actual injections.
Uh-huh.
Apparently it hurts a lot. Yeah. You get an injection under each eye, 5 injections on each side of the face, and 5 injections on the hands. It works on the hands too.
Okay.
And although the needle is very narrow, there's nothing agreeable about having that region of your eye socket that close to a needle in the first
sludge.
Place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this apparently makes you look younger and keeps you from looking older.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
So the lengths we go to.
You know what we should do?
To look younger.
No, we should do for the podcast.
What's that?
We should all get salmon facials.
All right. Let's take a trip to Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Look up Dr. Marco.
We could order something online, have it here, and get some syringes.
Oh, that sounds safe. Here.
Get some syringes.
Sterile sounds Steve like over there.
Sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah, okay.
Going anywhere and injecting salmon semen into your face sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah. I wonder, how they came up with that.
Right.
Doctor,
what's the process? We're talking about the evolution of the electric car.
Right.
Where did they start?
Yeah, Dr. Mehoff was like, hey, I'm thinking. Oh, his first name's Jack. But
I didn't catch that.
Oh, really?
Breaking news.
So there's actually people in a lab you know what? Let's take this. What is this goobly goop? Oh, that's a salmon sperm.
Salmon. All right, let's mix this in.
Botox or salmon sperm? What are we thinking? How do you come up with that?
Well, I'll tell you how the whole thing happened.
Please do, Bacon.
So it all started at a whorehouse in Alaska.
Nice. I like where this is going.
Keep going. Keep going.
And this has been but true.
That was a fat finger.
But false.
You need to inject some salmon sperm into your thumb so it doesn't hit the wrong button. Thank you. That's a dad joke.
But we talked about putting together a list of, you want to do some breaking news?
Breaking news.
Clearly.
Yep. So we talked about putting together a list of some of our most influential artists or bands growing up, more recent, whatever, we feel, that we gravitate towards that might be an influence to the way that we play or the way that we sing. Mm-hmm. Or so we've got a list of a few different artists. Who wants to kick it off?
Bacon?
I'll kick it off.
Let's do it.
So my most influential bands kind of vary pretty widely, actually.
Probably part of the reason why we get along so well.
Yeah.
If you look at our set list, it is all over the place.
Yeah. My first concert I ever went to was Aerosmith, and I loved Aerosmith.
Love in an elevator.
You mean their whole catalog is great. I love, old stuff, when they reemerged and were great also. Their last album I didn't really like very much, but that happens. The grunge era, Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains. Alice in Chains is probably one of my top 5 bands. Foo Fighters was a big one for me.
Mm.
Dave Grohl has been a big influence on me, 100%.
He's so versatile.
Yeah.
Which is wild. And he does it so easily.
Yeah.
It's like he was just born, to do what he does.
I love the fact that he transitioned from drums to guitar and lead singer. And I also love the fact that he attributed the drum part in Smells Like Teen Spirit, he attributes that to disco.
Yep.
And I appreciate the fact that he called back the music that he was influenced by when he talked about that. I thought that was cool.
Can I ask you about Dave Grohl real quick?
Yeah.
Is it weird to you as it is weird to me to see early footage of him without a beard?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like seeing your dad, not that he's my dad, but He maybe is? He wants to be my dad, but it's like, you know, you see the videos of the babies that see their dad for the first time without a beard. And it's like, what?
Even like the videos guy? Like Big Me, like videos from back on that record back then. Yeah.
Or even Everlong, I think. Yeah. Right? He didn't have a beard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But is Big Me the one that's on the plane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he's dressed up like the stewardess too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's fantastic.
I was like this. Kind of like a subgenre of like hardcore metal, like new metal, like Slipknot,
Pantera.
I don't know if Pantera is really considered new metal. Maybe they are. I'm not sure.
Gwar.
No, Gwar is definitely classic metal. Here we go again. But like Mudvayne, Slipknot, like Cold Chamber. Okay. Power Man 5000, like those types of bands.
Power Man 5000.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Wow.
Yeah, like those, they were influential in my 20s. That's all I listened to during my 20s was that, because that's all my friends listened to too. So that was big. That was a big influence. And yacht rock, like Steely Dan, George, Michael McDonald.
I thought that it was just five artists and musicians.
No, he's good.
No, it's all five genres.
He's fine.
Did I do more than five?
No, you're fine. Keep going.
No, that's okay.
Michael McDonald, you know, Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
That stuff. 80s kind of like soft rock band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild how complex. And that I understand that you love Steely Dan so much.
But so much.
They were also, they were a part of that era of music where you just had these insanely talented people.
Yeah.
That from the outside were just completely baffled. Like, how did they even come up with this stuff? Right. And it's stuff that we still listen to today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you, man, when you moved into your house in Fairfax and you had like the first like gathering of people and we were out there and you had a live Steely Dan album on the playing on the speakers, I was like, oh, Brian loves me. This is great.
See, you take back all the bad things you said.
I never said a bad thing.
Please keep that. You know what they say when you get into an argument with your significant other? They say, think about what brought you two together. Okay. Just remind yourself. Remind yourself of what. So every time you get heated, frustrated, remind yourself, Bacon.
See, isn't it great that things that you say resonate from that perspective?
Do they?
Well, apparently.
Wasn't that your speech?
I know, that's why I said that.
Oh, said that?
I did.
At the wedding.
What, you fall asleep?
No, but, you know.
Jesus.
The speeches weren't really my favorite part of the wedding.
Wow.
I'm kidding. They were great.
Those were easily my two favorite. I totally forgot.
Your brother was hilarious.
Oh my
God. Your brother was great.
He has, you know, the greatest part about him in this whole scenario is that he probably remembers stories of our childhood so much more vividly because he was never the one that was truly in trouble. It was always me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he got to see everything like
unfold.
This long horror story of what to avoid doing.
Yeah.
But I totally forgot that we put the hose in the fucking dryer.
That was a funny story.
Oh my God.
I thought you didn't remember the speeches.
Oh, shut up.
Fuck off.
When he said that, when he made that comment about how we were 3 and 5 and put the, because the dryer vent was right next to the water on the outside of the house on the backside. And it just made sense. We're just like, fuck it. We're bored and we're children. But I had not thought about that in so long.
If that was your parents, I would have been so fucking angry.
Flipped. Right. Oh, especially even though like we lived in Annandale, but Annandale didn't exist like as it does now where the houses are, you know, that they bought that house for $150,000.
Right.
You know, that wasn't a neighborhood that was even finished by like you buying your house when that neighborhood was being developed.
Right.
In the gated community.
Before the gate got there.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So when he said that, it was so wild just being in the seat, listening to him talk about it. And it took me right back to that moment where we were squatting in our rain boots, in our rubber rain boots. Cause that's what we used to do in the backyard, in our short shorts. Cause it was probably 1990,
Short shorts.
And, it would have been 1991 if I was 5 and,
I was 11.
We're not that far apart.
I feel like we're far apart.
He's just on the other side of the table.
Anyway, I digress. We were talking about musicians, yeah. And we.
But that was a nice digression. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So my list is more eclectic, and it's
more
hard.
Eclectic. More eclectic.
It Fuck is.
Off. Wow. He's like. Anyway, I've been waiting to talk.
I'm gonna put bacon in his place. Yeah. Hang on. Well, there you go. There you go. no, I mean your list is very eclectic, Bacon.
Your list was okay, but my
I wasn't
list.
Trying to say it that way. I wasn't trying to say it that way.
Are you sure?
And his name is John C. He's gonna get in the ring.
Anyway,
his name is Timothy B. Campbell.
So I think I've brought this up before, but Phil Collins and Genesis was, you know, when I was younger, a big influence on my life.
Fantastic.
And so. You know, a lot of that kind of music. I grew up, my dad loving, you know, and still does, Eagles, America, you know, CCR. So I had a lot of those influences and still do. And, you know, we grew up in that era, you know, boy bands, you know, as bad as that music was.
it wasn't bad.
Well, I mean, some of it was, but some of it was
a little silly, but it wasn't bad.
But it was pretty cool. And, you know, I think, you know, I mean, we came up with our own boy band. So it'd be hard for me to say that wasn't an influence.
I love that you called that out, too, at the wedding in your speech.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
I don't think a lot of people knew that.
I don't think so either. You're welcome. In high school, I really got into country. So everything from, you know, what was current at the time, which was Kenny Chesney. To
Paisley.
Yeah, to going back to like John Michael Montgomery and George Strait and some of the others that, you know, was really, you know, I wasn't a big fan of like the twangy type music, but, you know, John Michael Montgomery has a lot of, you know, kind of upbeat stuff. And, you know, there's other artists that were very similar to him that I appreciated. And then, you know, there was a phase of me that got into rap.
Nappy Roots.
Yeah, I did
I'll
get
never
into
forget
that.
That.
But also, you know, like Eminem, I got into that, and that was a fun phase for me.
He's still around.
No, but like back, you know, influence back in the day, you know, kind of.
Bacon, I need you.
Yeah, no, you're not getting that.
No.
I'm sorry. I took me too long to find this, but this is the one of the songs I wanted to.
Oh, this is Genesis, right?
No, this is Phil.
Oh, it's just Phil.
Billy, don't you lose that number.
You know what? One of my fondest memories of
God, that's so
such
good.
A good song. I love a song
of a yes. Phil Collins song was in your elementary eyes. School.
No, that's Peter Gabriel.
I know. In elementary school,
going. Come
they
on.
Had music on the PA in the lunchroom where yeah. they had the Scholastic Book Club, and you would walk around and, you know, pick the things that you wanted. And I just remember listening to it. I'm like, who is this guy? I love this guy.
Like skipping through the aisles. Yeah.
Tell like me, that, like yeah. that girl from Annie that they did the live version or, you know, where she's like skipping down the hallway and just, anyway.
Yeah. We're gonna if you throw on one. Studio.
That was a good one.
Tell me you don't bob your head and dance. Yeah, right. That's just a great song.
So yeah. many great
anyway,
ones.
Go ahead, B. What you got?
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
Philly was your.
Philly's like the key, right? That and Genesis. Genesis, very underrated.
What about this one?
I can't dance.
Now this is G-Town.
This is
G-Town.
Because I remember the video for this one.
Me too. He's walking on the beach.
Yep. You guys, we got to do another video. We got to do another song.
Hot Sun.
Hot Sun.
Beating Down.
Beating Down. Burning my feet just walking around. Hot Sun.
Tim.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tim.
Yeah.
You are one of my rocks, perhaps the longest rock.
Oh, boy.
Boo. But I was going to say that you truly are the only person I've ever met that remembers every lyric to every song they've ever heard.
It's a gift, man.
It's insane how much fits in this big brain of yours. And oftentimes when we're playing shows and I, even with my tablet in front of me,
yeah,
I'll still look at you and I'll be like I'm just too busy to look down. Yeah. And you'll look at me and you'll be like, and you'll tell me the words.
I'm
and
like late night.
Oh, yeah.
Come home.
Yeah. Yeah. Work sucks.
I know. No, it's fun. You know, to me, music is about the lyrics. You know, of course, you know, having a cool beat and stuff is great, but to really understand the lyrics, like I was the nerd that would remember on CDs and even cassette tapes too.
Oh, to
they
read
would the have lyrics the lyrics books? And I would read too. It with the songs.
Heck yeah, me too.
So I was never
liner notes. That's what they're called.
There you go. So I still am not, and was never before, a big fan of reading books. But you put music and give me the lyrics to read with it, I'm there. I'm in. Because you can kind of understand or better understand kind of what the idea of the song was and the theme of it and stuff. And I don't know what it is. I just, you know, it just kind of sticks with me. But yeah, I guess I do kind of have a steel trap when it comes to remembering some lyrics. I do have my moments, though. I've been up on stage before with you guys where I'm like, oh, what was that word again? Or what was that again? But anyway. Yeah. All right. Enough about me. Be right. What you got? What's your influences?
Well, I will start off actually piggybacking off of you with the Genesis.
Yeah.
And it'll be twofold. Peter Gabriel, a lot of the music that I got into came from what I heard at home.
Mm-hmm.
Much like you guys talking about the stuff that you kind of grew up with. And it's not, it's interesting in that you didn't seek it. It just kind of found you, you know? But with Genesis, Peter Gabriel specifically, I think I sided with more than Phil Collins. I always appreciated Phil Collins, I still do, but Peter Gabriel, like some of his stuff was so out there and very tribal and natural. And he didn't always include the lyrics in the CD, like the little, fold out. And so I would sit there with my CD player and I would pause and then write the lyrics.
Down. Yeah,
and I had sheets of all of his lyrics and that's how I memorized his songs. This one's good. Not my favorite, but
Sledgehammer
it's a good one.
Is one of my favorites.
Sledgehammer's great.
Sledgehammer.
Tejas Singh did a version of Sledgehammer at one of the Rev Media Artist sessions that he was at.
Really?
Yeah. It was fantastic.
So gone.
Yeah.
You could have a steam train. The video for this, I remember like it was yesterday.
A few other, can I point out a few?
Go ahead.
So some of the Peter Gabriel songs that are obvious are Sledgehammer or
Waffle Fries.
Waffle Fries. I actually thought about bringing that song back. Salisbury Hill, the one that you played. Shock the Monkey is good. Red Rain. Everybody loves Red Rain.
Red Rain.
There are a few that I really, really enjoy. I'm drawing a blank with some of the names, so I'm looking them up here.
Okay.
Big Time, I know, is a big song. Okay. Big Time, I'm on my way, I'm making it. Big Time.
There you go.
This is so 80s, man.
Oh, such the vibes.
Yeah. All those big words come right out.
Yeah. I've had enough. I'm getting out.
Where?
To the city.
A big, big city.
I feel like I'm watching The Breakfast Club.
Noise with all. I love that song. Come Talk to Me, Mercy Street. Mercy Street. Like good, like sad, you know, in it. The production value is insane. Mm.
Yeah, that's where it's at, especially in the 80s. There was a big point in that.
And then there's another one. I think it's not called The River. I always mess up the name of it. I am really deep in Peter Gabriel right now.
Chicken fries.
Deep in his fields.
it is called River. Washing of the Water. Sorry. Washing of the Water. Fantastic song. River, river, carry me home. But much like you guys, my range of influences is kind of all over the place. There is a pretty broad spectrum. Phil Collins, or Peter Gabriel, sorry, was the first pick. Mm-hmm. King Crimson. You guys remember him?
That's a blast.
You don't remember King
from
Crimson?
From the past. Bacon, you got any of that?
Some of the guys from Plunger were really heavily influenced by King Crimson.
Elephant Talk was
but
one
I've
of his.
I've never heard like, their music.
Oh, it's so good.
That's not true. I've heard them in a car ride one time, but I couldn't name a song.
My dad was into a lot of various eclectic artists. There's one that I've been dying to try to remember, talking to my brother about the name of the band, but there's a song called something about a starship, and they're like, the whole album is each song is about them building this starship, and then they take off into space at the end.
Jefferson Starship.
It's not. But what one of the songs is, we're building, that's like the beginning, we're building a starship.
Oh, that was the one where you said, if you can find this song, I'll give you $100.
Yes.
Yeah.
If anybody can help me find it, you know, it's very possible that either my father was the original artist.
Yeah.
Or he saw them. It was like a local band that he just like grabbed their album or something. Yeah. I don't know. But King Crimson is kind of in like that weird niche space. Look up Elephant Talk. That's probably one of the most recognizable songs that I can think of, but very bizarre use of a lot of different types of instruments and sounds, synthesizers. Yep.
It's like Frank Zappa-esque.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Talk, elephant talk.
That's a regular time signature too.
Badger, bigger, bigger. That's wild stuff.
What do you talk?
A few more recognizable bands, and then I'll get into an obscure one. Okay. Michael Jackson. Love Michael Jackson.
Woo!
Growing up, I used to.
Really?
Just be obsessed with the production value, the songs,
the talent
stuff. I used
the vocal range.
I had a Walkman and I had the Dangerous album, and I would just lay down in the living room. Everybody's watching TV around me, and I would just lay down in the living room and I would just listen to his music. And when the tape was over, flipped it.
Yep.
Hit play again.
Yep. One of my favorite songs of his is Black or White.
Yep. That was one of the first ones
I
that came to mind.
I would play that song and I'd rewind it and play it again and rewind. Like the tape probably broke because I kept just rewinding and only playing that song.
Yeah.
It just to me was such a cool song.
Was it on the Dangerous album?
No, I think it was on a separate.
That came out in the 90s.
The Black or White album.
Yeah.
Oh, it had its own name?
I believe so.
Black or White album?
I think Black or White might have been the name of the album.
I'll have to look it up, but
I'm pretty sure it was on the Dangerous album. Can you look it up?
You're dangerous, Maverick.
And can you play, actually, the album is a self-titled song. I don't know if that's the right way of phrasing it, but there was a song on the album called Dangerous, which is actually a pretty phenomenal song that I've been wanting to add to our list. This is Black or White, yeah. Oh, no, this is Dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't on Dangerous. Oh, it was on Dangerous.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Wow.
Because it had all the freaking hits, man.
This doesn't have Human Nature on it, though.
No, that was older.
Yeah.
I don't think, I think I still have this cassette tape. Do you remember the time? Do you guys know that Eddie Murphy was in this music video?
No shit.
Yeah. He's they're in the pyramids. And he's like doing these like dances. And he spins, he does his signature spin move and turns into a pile of sand.
That's cool. Awesome.
So Michael Jackson was a big one.
And then
No surprise, Boys to Men.
What?
Was another huge influence.
Shocked.
Bacon, actually, this is a good, not segue, but maybe kind of a parallel tangent tandem conversation. You were talking about, yeah, that's an easy one.
Not too hot.
Not too soft.
Long overdue, but now Philly slamming. Boys to Men, ABC, BBD, the East Coast family. Never skips a beat.
No.
While cooling on South Street, I got ahead of myself.
Yeah, you're good.
And all the Phillies take second to eat.
Yeah.
Back in school.
I used to dream about this every day.
Could it really happen?
But the dreams fade away.
Then we started singing and then
it sounded cool. So we started a group and here we are, kicking it just for you. Oh.
There we go. Boom.
Every nice. Girl
record it.
Every girl that listens to that is singing exactly what we're singing.
100%.
A conversation that you and I had privately not too long ago, like a week or two ago. And you were talking about like where I forget how you phrased it, but the way I interpreted it is where does my voice come from?
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about that.
You guys were talking about going into the, singing lessons or, you know, coaching or whatever. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my influence comes from R&B, but it wasn't natural to me to be able to do the runs that I do. And so listening to Boys to Men, I literally imitated every single thing that they did until I found where I was comfortable in doing those things. Mm-hmm. And so my runs are not often perfect, but they're good enough. They're passable, right? Like I can kind of emulate what they're doing, but there are just some artists where it's like, I don't even know how to do what they do. Yeah. It's wild.
It's impressive.
But Boys to Men was definitely a platform, like a foundation of my love for R&B.
All right. So do we have anything to plug? Anything? I know we talked about some of that stuff. Anything else before we jump?
Before we cheers and finish our beers?
I mean, I feel like we've got a lot of content today, Bacon.
Yeah, we have like 3 hours worth of content.
I know,
today.
Right?
You know what's so great love is that. We didn't even touch on the NMTK.
Oh, I wanted to bring that up. I'm so mad at myself now.
That's great. We're going to do it next time.
We'll have to do it next time.
Yep.
Next time. Next time on Podcast Envy.
Sing-a-zoo!
This podcast was produced by Bacon Wave Podcast Production in association with Revelry Media Productions. Michael Bacon engineered this podcast. Video provided by Brian Johnson. Snackies provided by Timmy C himself. That's right. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with your friends and even your family or anybody, I guess, please. To get in touch with us, send us feedback@podcastnv.com. Follow us on Instagram @podcastrnv and on TikTok @podcast.rnv. Envy. Visit our website at podcastenvy.com. We'll see you soon, baby.